Everybody, welcome back to Bitcoover FM. Hello, Webpage 505. How's it going?
Hello.
Good.
Good. Excellent. Good. We just listened to the track Blue Light from the Navigator EP. The EP is available now. Would highly encourage you all to go stream it, and you can also purchase the album on Bandcamp for $5 USD or more. I would highly encourage you to use the or more and support art. This EP is super catchy, and I also just want to speak briefly on this aesthetic of the old web. Definitely, I see in the background we have the Windows XP Bliss wallpaper, one of my favorites. It's fantastic. Maybe each of you could talk about your kind of relationship with older or retro technology.
I can go first, but I feel like I have the most succinct relationship with it. I'm about 23 now, so I definitely grew up with like Windows XP, Windows Vista. So that's pretty much the experience that I remember, is like library computers or like the oldest computer known to man that sits in your office and can't play anything. I wasn't really like on the internet. Like, I wish I did experience like MySpace and just all the plethora of the community there, but I did experience a lot of the old machinery, and that's kind of where I got my love for like technology, was always playing games or just, you know, messing around generally on the computer. And it was this ancient machine that would be the most patient-inducing thing, that you would have to just wait for it to do anything, and then always remember the keyboard shortcut for Control-Alt-Delete. But yeah, it's kind of a nostalgic thing I look back to, and just the kind of romantic nature of something being a machine that you step onto for like a set amount of time, and then once you leave, you know, you're back outside of that world. So that's what I think about.
A phrase we use often on the show is the virtual plaza, and you know, I often sign off the show with, and we'll see you in the virtual plaza. And I do like that idea of, we're going to go to the internet, we're going to use the internet, and then we're going to come back from the internet. So good. Anybody else want to?
That's not really a privilege we're afforded anymore.
Well,
you know, the internet is kind of inescapable.
It is, yeah.
It's kind of just as like potent and present as the physical world for a lot of people. Anyways, I'll go next because I'm already chatting. But I am 24. We're a Zoomer band. I also grew up with, you know, back when the personal computer was a household computer, and you had one in every house, and there was the computer room, and it was usually, for some reason, like in the basement of the house, and you would just go on there and play flash games until your dad had to send an email. That was kind of the experience. And yeah, I grew up in the age of flash games and forums, and the age where you actually waited until you were 13 to get like a Facebook account, because Facebook was unfortunately already there. Nobody could have guessed it would be what it is today, but it was already there. And yeah, I think that the idea of the internet as kind of a place and almost sort of a portal is something that hasn't necessarily been lost, but has definitely like been changed. And you know, people don't really surf the web like they used to. They let the algorithm do that for them. They visit the same couple of websites, or more commonly the same couple of apps, and just go from there. And I don't know, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, and that experience still has immense value, but I'll always be kind of grateful that I got to grow up, you know, going down forum rabbit holes and just exploring and kind of spelunking. And I think that helped me find out a lot about myself, and it really did allow me to create strong relationships and create and explore and just do all these exciting things. And I don't know if I would have quite the same experience today when everything is served up to you by the algorithm, and the idea of having a personal website that you can just do whatever with is not nearly as common as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. It's that
also, kind. Yep. I forgot. I do also, my main instrument of choice is literally 25 years old. So I guess the retro sensibilities are quite inescapable. The Q chord, which you mentioned earlier.
Beautiful. The some of the things that are popping into my head, I mean, I'm about a decade older than the band, and I also kind of grew up in that age of flash games, maybe a little bit earlier with chat rooms and AOL, and also I was a big fan of sites like Miniclip or addictinggames.com. That was pretty good too. And again albinoblacksheep.com, all the Newgrounds, all those kind of like flash heavy games back when animation was at least in terms of web animation was a new and a novel thing, and people were just making the craziest stuff out there. But you touched on something that was super important for me, which is that it was a portal for discovery. You know, you went out and you found this stuff. The search is so powerful now that it gives you exactly what you want to see. And I agree, we kind of need to bring back that let's go diving on the internet kind of thing. Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Sure. I'm the youngest member in the band. I was born in 2005. And so by the time I was like able to think and do things, the internet was already pretty prevalent in most houses. It took me a while to get onto like forums and social media and stuff like that, but I was a huge gamer as a kid. And I have my first Roblox account from when I was like 4, literally. And so I think for me, because it was mostly games and very strange games, the internet for me was mostly like almost like a playground where you can kind of just do literally anything and you could find anything. I wasn't really focused much on community or making friends for a while because I didn't know you could really do that. And so it was kind of just me playing games, trying to make weird games, finding really weird music, and getting inspired by it despite having no idea how to do that for a while. And it was kind of almost like a Wild West, but in a playful way for me.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick musical break. We're going to listen to the last two tracks of the Navigator EP by Webpage 505, Star Interlude and Bubblegum.
Just geography. If we were neighbors, we would have been friends too.
I'm gonna make it. 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 find another world.
Take out all these avatars and collect them right here.
Yeah, I feel like one day people just kind of like live on here. I mean, like, it always kind of sucks, you know? But it functions a bit different when you're like on a computer. Because do you ever feel a bit like, how do I explain this? Disconnected from your body? Not like in a dislike towards it type way, but just like it's foreign. It's not where you're supposed to be.
I feel like the world already ended, but we like made a new one, basically. And it's so much better. I don't care. Like, I don't want to just be another person going to school, like for frogs or whatever. I have friends online, and we're gonna go fight a boss today. I bought all these potions for it.
Tokens already. I know what to do.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome back to the last portion of our interview with the members of Webpage 505. We just listened to Star Interlude and Bubblegum. Maybe if someone could talk about those two tracks, and then we will wrap up this interview.
I can talk about Star Interlude, and then I'll let someone else talk about Bubblegum. That song kind of happened on accident. Like, I feel like a lot of our songs happened that way, but this one was maybe more so of an accident than the rest. It started because I felt like we needed a fifth track, just because five sounds so much better than four, especially when we are the Webpage 505. And I was like, well, we need some sort of thing to like pad before the last track. And ended up sampling a lot of stuff for this song. And actually, one of our bandmates had this thing that they sent in the chat, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna run this through a granulizer and get some weird sounds out of that.
Nice.
And I feel like it's such a weird sound compared to the rest of them, because it's not really a set tempo, or at least I didn't really play on grid. I just kind of felt it out. And so this track really is more about the emotion that we feel like being connected on the internet, rather than like the technicality or the musicality of the song. Kat offered a lot of the initial voice recordings that you hear, and that kind of set the tone for the track. If they want to talk about that.
Yeah, I feel that track, it was just sort of randomly throwing things at the wall and finding out that it actually sounds really pretty. I feel that kind of does apply to a lot of our songs anyways, but I always did enjoy how like free form that song sounded.
Beautiful. I am so, so thankful to everyone for joining us here today. We'll end off this little interview session with an exclusive track from Goop House. And this is the track Heirloom. And it features some of the members of Webpage 505, a couple of other ones, Terratype and Saman Shiza. Am I saying that right? Saman Shiza and Cat Flip. Are you related? Are Cat Flip and Cat Stem the same? Are they different people?
that is me. It's cat.fop.
Nice, beautiful.
Yeah, like FL Studio, which I think we all use.
Nice.
I think that Alaviria might be onto Ableton now, but otherwise, yeah, we're an FL Studio family.
Nice, very cool. Thank you so much, everyone. And for Radioland out there, maybe someone can just go through and let us know where they can follow you, as well as where we can find your music.
Sure. So we are Webpage 505 pretty much everywhere. We are, I think, on most streaming platforms. We also have a lovely visualizer if you're someone who listens to music on YouTube for some reason. And we also all have like a handful of solo projects to our name. I am Stanza Loon, and the others, I will allow the others to flagrantly self-promote to their wants.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm CatStem, where I make ambient music. I am Cat.fop, where I make hardcore. And I am LoveHarine, where I make vaporwave.
Honestly, just listen to Webpage 505. Right now, I'm kind of on a hiatus from music, so this is the most music you'll get from me.
Well, I'm glad to have it. And thank you so much again, everyone. Of course, this has been Webpage 505. I really appreciate the members taking the time out of their morning to come and join me here live on CGSF 90.1 FM. And of course, go check out everyone's music, but especially go check out the new EP by Webpage 505, Navigator, available now and on the CJSF playlist. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.